This audio feature is a free service of WPSU-FM. Support it by becoming a member today at WPSU.org.
In competitive birdwatching, each team chooses its own starting line. The team from Shavers Creek Environmental Center kicks off the Birding Cup at the Bald Eagle Dam near Milesburg.
Hurry up, you have 8 minutes.
Competitive birding events like this one last a full 24 hours. The goal? To see more kinds of birds than any other team. Team Bad Optics does some last-minute scouting.
Who are the ducks right there?
So that's a red-breasted merganser along the edge here? Is that what you're saying?
You ready?
Petite blonde Lori McLaughlin is kind of like the team quarterback.
All right, ready?
She calls a huddle for the pregame prayer.
May the birding gods keep us safe, fill us with soul, and find us worthy of winning the cup. And have a blast.
Cheers.
Woohoo!
Go Bad Optics.
At 7 o'clock exactly, the team springs into action.
Which is our first bird?
Lori's husband, Shavers Creek director Mark McLaughlin, and Doug Wetzel, the laid-back, mustachioed Shavers Creek program director, start scanning the lake for water birds using binoculars and a high-powered spotting scope. Meanwhile, former Shavers Creek intern Rob Knights, the team's young Turk, scans the nearby meadows and announces he spotted a pigeon.
Where?
That's a good start.
You want that to be our first bird?
I'm just saying I have it.
To win a birding competition, it's not enough to know your birds. You have to know where birds are likely to hang out and when you're likely to see them. Mike Lanzone, a member of the Common Loons, Bad Optics' arch rival, explains.
You know, like football, where you have a game plan. We sit down as a team and figure out where we're going to go, when we're going to go there, what time we have to leave by, how many species by certain cutoffs, you know, by 10 o'clock, how many species we're going to have. And if we're not keeping pace, we have to then make decisions which species are we going to cut our losses and move on. So it's kind of like football and, you know, or other sports in that way.
And just as football players need a good training table, competitive birders are particular about their road food. Later that night, at a wetland in Julianne, Bad Optics runs into a team called the Wingnuts, famous for their cuisine.
We are the Wingnuts. We're known for several things. One is cooking sausages at midnight or thereabouts. Secondly is eating egg salad, and I actually have some egg salad here that we just finished having ourselves some egg salad. But what makes it special is it's 36 egg salad. So there's 36 eggs that go into the making of the egg salad. And we usually eat it all by the end of the birding cup, so.
Why 36 eggs?
Well, we're not really sure why. It just kind of worked out that way.
As for Bad Optics, they're fueled by Parula Gorp. What's that, you ask?
Rob traditionally makes Gorp to share with the rest of us, but this year's Gorp seems to be over the top, and the Parula Warbler sings to the point of it kind of goes up a scale and over, like, over the top. So, Parula Gorp. It's over the top. It's excellent Gorp.
Overnight, the team travels to Altoona, Raystown Lake, and other birding points in central Pennsylvania. The next morning finds them on the boardwalk at Shavers Creek.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They hike up the lake trail to the parking lot, where they make a surprise sighting.
It's a barn owl.
I haven't seen that in ages.
Oh my God, I have chills.
Not bad considering the total barn owl population in Pennsylvania is fewer than 100 birds. But no time to gloat, on to the next species.
Should we get our mute swan friend?
Yeah. And then figure out what we're doing.
Towards the end of the day, the team is on the shore of Collier Lake, looking a little discouraged.
Yeah.
Just then, a big bird plummets headfirst into the water.
Yes! Oh my gosh!
Pull it up.
Woo!
Osprey is a bird Bad Optics has been looking for all day.
Get up! Did you will it here? Did you will
Rob,
it?
Was it a lucky break?
Some may call it luck. I call it being in touch with the natural world.
The award ceremony is at the Millbrook Marsh Nature Center. In the end, Bad Optics comes in third with 129 species. The Shavers Creek Birding Cup, which resembles the Heisman Trophy, goes to their arch rivals.
Once again, the winner with 144 species is the Common Loons.
But Bad Optics goes away with no bad feelings.
Good times.
Good times.
Yes. It's neat to see what other teams were able to see that we weren't able to track down. And it's always fascinating to see how many birds the winning team gets. They're a good group of birders, and that we hand it to them.
Besides, this event was a fundraiser. Team pledges brought in about $14,000 to support Shavers Creek's education programs. This has been an installment of Sports That Are Not Football. On WPSU, I'm Cynthia Berger.